Welcome to the This Is Not a Game radio show, a show dedicated to informing you about the dangers of illegal bushmeat while highlighting the impact of poaching and the benefit of wildlife to Zambia. Remember, illegal possession of bushmeat is an offense punishable by up to 7 years imprisonment. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
My name is Maina and welcome to the show. On today's episode, we'll be talking to Mary Malasa, who is Birdwatch Zambia's Species Conservation Officer. We'll be discussing the illegal bushmeat trade as a threat to nature's most efficient scavenger. We have a great lineup of interesting segments ahead, so let's get started with the interview. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Maina. Thanks for having me.
Please tell us more about Birdwatch Zambia and the work that you do there.
So Birdwatch Zambia is a conservation NGO whose aim is to promote the study and conservation of birds and their habitats in Zambia. We work in a network of sites which we call key biodiversity areas. Mm-hmm. We have a total of 42 key biodiversity areas. We focus on species, sites, habitats, and connect nature with people.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mary. And what are vouchers exactly for somebody that doesn't know what they are? And what important role do they play in the ecosystem?
To start with, we have to describe what we are talking about so that we don't get it wrong. We are talking about the vulture, the bird, the big bird of prey, which is a scavenger, meaning feeding on remains of dead animals. The big bird, the vulture, is what we are talking about. So why is the vulture important in our ecosystem? It's being ranked as a vulture crisis because the population of vultures has been declining drastically over the years as a result of various threats, which include poisoning, electrocution and collision, food shortages, as well as other known reasons like people possibly killing vultures. But the major threat and the major cause of these deaths, especially in Africa, is poisoning. So this was ranked as a crisis by BirdLife International in 2012 with the backing of the International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUCN.
Okay, Mary, thank you so much for that again. And so how is poaching a danger to vultures?
Poaching is a danger to vultures in the sense that there are various ways and various methods that poachers employ to harvest this wildlife, and one of them is poisoning. So poisoning, as I mentioned earlier, is one of the biggest threats, or the biggest threats to vultures in Africa, in Zambia. Poaching is a very huge danger to vultures because the methods that are being used in poaching are directly affecting the population of vultures.
Okay, great. So we're speaking to Mary, but let's go on a quick break and we'll find out more about the link between the illegal bushmeat trade and the vulture crisis on the other side.
Boss, what do you have for me today?
Dala, mpala ya silap, but kulichimu ya ina. Elo iwa, maimveka munga buffalo. Elo ndime wa customer ni 200 chabi.
Dala, won't they know it's aina?
Awe, boss, they never know. Swazi, bushmeat ni same.
Good plan, eh?
Ni good plan.
Yeah.
Choose legal game meat you can trust. This is not a game. For more information, visit www.thisisnotagame.info. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome back. We're still talking to Mary Malasa from Birdwatch Zambia on the illegal bushmeat trade as a threat to nature's most efficient scavenger. Mary, is there a link between the illegal bushmeat trade and the vulture crisis?
Absolutely, Maina. There is a direct link, actually, between the illegal bushmeat trade and the vulture crisis. As I'm just from explaining in my earlier response to your question, which was how poaching is a danger to vultures, the link comes in here where the poachers, because it's illegal bushmeat trade, meaning poaching is involved. And if poaching is involved, meaning there are different ways and different methods that the poachers are employing to harvest this wildlife, and one of them is poisoning. Now, what happens when poachers employ this method of poisoning is that vultures are directly affected. When they feed or when they source anything that was laced with this poison, they die. And the most unfortunate part about these species is that the recovery of these species takes time. Vultures successfully hatching one, or in other cases, not so often, two chicks, and raising them to maturity. And once these chicks are mature, they have to now breed, and it takes time for the population to recover. By the time they reach that sexual maturity, they lay one or two eggs, and imagine how long it would take us to recover species that are dying in hundreds at just one poisoning incident by a poacher.
That's very interesting to know, and actually very sad. Now, what activities are being conducted to make sure that vultures are being protected?
As Birdwatch Zambia, we have undertaken a number of activities and still undertaking some activities which have been funded by various funders, but currently we are being funded by the Easdale Family Foundation and the European Union through BioPharma. We are undertaking various activities. One, which is capacity building. We are trying to tackle illegal wildlife poisoning by partnering with the Department of National Parks and Wildlife and building capacity in responding to wildlife poisoning, investigating wildlife poisoning cases, and also securing the scene to prevent further poisoning in the environment, because it's not only vultures that are affected, it's other wildlife species also. We also have what we call the Vulture Safe Zone Initiative. This initiative, we partner with private landowners and managers, could be a game farm, could be a cattle ranch, a dairy farm. We partner with these individuals to ensure that deliberate efforts are made to curb human-induced threats and threats that are relevant to that place with regards to the vultures in the area. We also conduct research. We are tracking vulture movements. We have tagged some vultures and we're now trying to look at their movements across the country and outside the country, because some of them go outside the country from what we have from our maps of movement. We are also educating the masses. Like we are here on radio, we are talking about this crisis, we are talking about what people should not do, what people should do. We are talking to school pupils, we are talking to community members, especially those that live adjacent to game reserves or national parks. We also monitor the populations, especially on the Kafue Flats, Lokinva and Blue Lagoon National Park, where we have been conducting a population and nest survey. So we conduct these twice a year on the Kafue Flats, and we do this in support or in partnership with the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. We are trying to strengthen legislation around access to these poisons that poachers are using. Just to take you back, Minor, when you asked about the link between illegal bushmeat trade and vultures, just to refresh your mind, I talked about poachers using this method for hunting or for harvesting wildlife. Now, when these poachers use these poisons to harvest wildlife, they get this meat and sell it to people without mentioning the method that was used. Now, this meat becomes very dangerous for anyone's health. Once you consume this this meat that has been harvested using this wrong method, or this very lethal method, your health is at risk. We are trying to enforce legislation around regulation and access to these chemicals that are being used in illegal wildlife trade.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Mary, and thank you so much for sharing the vulture's plight with us today. And you've given us a lot more information, but I'm sure people are curious out there. Should I require more information? Where do I go? Who do I speak to about this?
So for more information about the work that we are doing or about the vulture crisis, for more information, you can follow us on Facebook. Our page name is Birdwatch Zambia. On Instagram, it's Birdwatch Zambia. You can also visit our office. We are located at plot 25, Joseph Mula Road, Rhodes Park, Lusaka. You can also send an email to inquire about the work that we are doing or about vouchers or anything in relation to what we have discussed today. You can drop an email, send it to bwz.vouchers@gmail.com, or you could become a member. Birdwatch is a membership-based organization. You can become a member and you'll be up to date with everything that we are doing.
Well, there we have it, and that's all we had for today. Mary, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Mina.
Listeners, stay tuned for interesting facts, takeaways, and news stories lined up.
Did you know that more than half of Africa's vulture species face a high risk of extinction? According to the International Union for Conservation's Red List, 6 of Africa's 11 vulture species face extinction because of indiscriminate poisoning by poachers.
We visited Mavi Bix and talked to the manager, Mavis Mokopa, and this is what she had to say about her legal game meat business.
So maybe the Foods is a shop that's located on Augustine Long Road, just somewhere near Apex University. And in our shop, you should be able to find buffalo, impala, kudu, and warthog. And all these species mentioned, we do sell them in both forms, that's fresh and dry. And our prices are very reasonable. Having our fresh meat going for 145 kwacha per kg, and the dry meat is only going for 260 kwacha per kg. So I would urge the game meat lovers out there to visit our shop, because we are people that make sure we are sourcing all these meats from legally licensed hunters, because we want to make sure whatever we supply our customers with are of good standard. And also, even the way they are sourced, it should be in the right manner. Yes, thank you.
If you like illegal bushmeat, remember, flies love it too. Illegal bushmeat is stored and transported unhygienically before it lands on your plate. Avoid the dangers of diseases that come with illegal bushmeat. Buy only certified legal game meat from an approved supplier and always ask to see a license. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
Two ivory traders get 7 years. The Mazaboka Subordinate Court sentenced two notorious ivory traders to 7 years imprisonment with hard labor after they were convicted for unlawful possession of 107 kilograms of elephant ivory contrary to the laws of Zambia. Joseph Mudiata, aged 41, and Mark Mukanya, aged 49, were arrested with another person on May 6, 2019 by officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, following a tip from concerned members of the community who suspected that some people were selling ivory. The three suspects were jointly charged with unlawful possession of prescribed trophy, namely elephant ivory weighing 107 kilograms, contrary to Section 132 of the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. Tourism sector will have fewer licenses. The government has engaged the Business Review Regulatory Agency to collapse multiple licenses in the tourism sector to help reduce the cost of doing business for tourism players. Minister of Tourism, Rodney Sikumba, has said. Mr. Sikumba said in an interview that the government was determined to get rid of multiplicity of licenses in the tourism sector that makes the cost of doing business high. Mr. Sikumba also said a number of licenses were being harmonized into a single window that would be affordable to tourism operators, as reported in the Zambian Daily Nation newspaper dated January 12, 2022. Thank you for listening in. We were speaking to Mary Malasa, Species Conservation Officer from Birdwatch Zambia, on how the illegal bushmeat trade is a threat to nature's most efficient scavenger. And our takeaways from today's interview are, in Zambia, Birdwatch Zambia, in partnership with the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, alongside other partners, are championing the conservation of vultures through various means, such as establishing voucher safe zones. We also learned that by staying clear of illegal bushmeat, we too are contributing positively to the fight against vulture extinction.
Get interactive and be sure to tune in next time for another interactive and exciting episode. Find us on Facebook and Insta at This Is Not A Game, and visit our website www.thisisnotagame.info.